Hi, everybody. Welcome to Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast. My name is Mariano.
My name is Keith.
And we're missing Jordan. He's a little sick, but you know what? That's okay. We will see him next week. And
yes.
If he's home, I'm sure he's watching these two awesome movies that we have lined up for today.
Exactly.
Now, what we've got here is Pop Star. It's Never Stop, Never Stopping. That's the full title, right? Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping. Andy Samberg, his crew, just like Hot Rod, it's hilarious. And then later on, we're going to get to the big one, Alice in Wonderland Through the Looking Glass.
Right on.
Man, those movies were both really good. I enjoyed
yes,
them both.
They were. I agree. Pop Star, man. Where do we start, dude? Where do we start? So it was directed by Akiva Schaffer,
yes,
and Yorma Taconi, if I'm saying the names right. And those two guys are actually in the movie as well. So Andy Samberg plays Connor for real. And he had this group growing up with his childhood friends called the Style Boys.
Yeah.
And when you watch, you could tell they're very loosely based off of the Beastie Boys.
Yeah. It's so many different elements. He almost, now that I think about it, he talks a little like Big Sean.
Really?
You know, think of Big Sean, how he talks. It's like, It takes a village to make me look dope.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right?
Yeah. I can see Big Sean saying something like that.
I love Big Sean, though.
Oh, yeah. I ain't messing with you. That's the PG version.
As in, I don't mess with you.
Right.
But you know what? This movie, it's very, well, let's go with the kind of overall first.
Yeah, so basically, so Connor for real is part of the Style Boys, and when they first start off, they're just obnoxious. And when people see them perform for the first time, they're like, "What the crap? What is this crap?"
Yeah.
And then it like catches on, and they become huge stars. And as you know, so Connor for real, Andy Samberg's character is the lead rapper, lead singer, and you know how it is:
front man,
lead singer always gets most of the credit. You know, that's how it's set up. And when that starts to happen, the other fellas get a little jealous and get upset about it. So then he winds up going solo. Mm-hmm. And his first solo album does really well because of it. And his head just explodes. He just takes himself way too seriously.
And also he surrounds himself with the people that allow him to do that. And
yes,
that I think has a big thing, because I noticed and respected the kind of the parody to real life people. Like I saw Justin Bieber when, you know, you brought up Beastie Boys, and I agree with you.
Yes.
But when I saw this movie, I thought, oh, they're making fun of the Biebs. But,
oh, yeah, Biebs.
Or Kanye, because Kanye's head
all
gets
of it,
huge.
All of it.
Yeah.
All of it. It's all rolling into one.
But, you know, it must be hard, though. It must be hard when everybody's telling you that you're so amazing.
Exactly. Well, I love that famous scene that you even see in the trailer when he tries to make the basketball hoop.
Oh, yeah,
backwards.
Yeah.
And he misses, and they're like, oh,
and they're
yeah,
like, it went in,
it.
Swish.
I'm just like, wow.
I know.
And I hope certain entertainers see that and get the message.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, yeah, that's a good point.
You know, because you call it this film, what type of style is it?
A mockumentary.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And can you explain for our audience what that means?
Well, a mockumentary is a mock documentary. And we all know a documentary is, you know, just documenting the life or just current events of someone going through something.
Right.
Now, the reason this is a mockumentary, kind of like, you know, when they made fun of the Blair Witch, is it, well, I guess even the Blair Witch is a mockumentary, but
right,
it's following Connor for real's life as if he were a real person and as if these things were actually happening to him. And it's really funny, but at the same time, I felt for him. He starts off really well. His first album as, you know, solo artist is great. The follow-up album, though, people didn't like it, and he starts plummeting. And he's dealing with the issue of, I have this huge head, and I thought I was so great, but apparently not, because things are just not going my way. He's having that kind of stroke of bad luck after bad luck. And
right,
trying to see how he deals with it, it's funny, but, you know, it's interesting at the same time.
Oh, right. I mean, I agree with you. And this film doesn't take itself seriously. That's what makes it so good.
Right.
I did feel like some of it was a little bit contrived, but you know, but I still liked the film more than I thought I was going to. I really enjoyed it. It was just very over the top. It was just interesting, as I said before earlier, that to see how he took all these different celebrities and musicians and artists and was inspired by them. Like, mm-hmm, at one point you see the Vanilla Ice haircut on, mm-hmm, the side, so you see that. You, like I said, you know, he so one of the guys in the Style Boys decides to stay with him and become his DJ. You know, we can tell you that. And it's just hilarious because you know, I see like this Kanye moment where he asked him, and you see this in the trailer too. He's like, put this giant space helmet on your head.
Big helmet. It's almost shaped like the cap of a marker.
Right.
And it's full of lights and this really big like spotlight that shoots out of the top. And the guy puts it on and it's like heavy or something and he falls over and he blinds like everyone in the audience.
And it makes that big boat noise like when you're leaving the dock. It was priceless. I'm just like, I mean, it's like he really had this guy. Because, you know, the DJ's like, you know, you're not serious. You're joking. You're like, no, put this on. It's going to be dope.
I just love the way he talks, though. It's your new hat.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he was a great actor. Annie Sandberg's a great actor. I mean, he really nailed this role. I mean, and it was amazing, all the different cameos, the different people who are part of this mockumentary. Snoop Dogg, Nas, 50 Cent. I mean, all these people. I mean, Usher. It was.
JT, Sarah Silverman.
Oh, yeah. Sarah Silverman plays his publicist. And, like, for the first time you see her, she's not doing her usual over-the-top humor. Mm. She's playing it straight as his publicist. I mean, there's some funny humor she has in there, but I was surprised to see how good she was as his publicist. I believed her.
You know? I would call it, since we all know with Sarah Silverman and we're expecting her to be funny, I would call it just ironic that she played a serious role, and that in and of itself brought some humor. I thought it was funny.
I agree. I agree. No, she was great. It was just... You know, I don't listen to his music, but who needs to? She said something like that. And it was just, I mean, Tim Meadows plays. So he showed a lot of love to Saturday Night Live people.
Yeah.
I mean, Tim Meadows plays his manager, and Maya Rudolph's in there. And it's just, I mean, it was.
You know, I'm glad that you say that and phrase it that way, because what I like about Andy Samberg is he shows a lot of love to his little, I call them teams. Like, he keeps his team what it is.
Yes.
Hot Rod was very good, and it's the same thing.
Yes.
And, he does a very good job of kind of working with what he's got. Not that he doesn't have much,
right.
Because look at what these guys pump out. Really funny movies, really funny music. The music was probably the funniest part of the whole movie.
Well, yeah, you guys get a snippet of that in the trailer.
Yeah.
All we got to tell you is that the soundtrack, the music that he's performing
soundtrack.
I'm going to get that. And I have the first Lonely Island CD. I'm going to get the other ones now, too, and that soundtrack. Because... It was the Mona Lisa song was dope. I saw we can't say what's in it, but it was, and I felt the same way when I heard him sing it. I was like, that's how I feel.
Yeah, that's two people on the planet. But yeah, that
I know,
was,
right?
That was a funny movie though.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it's really good. Like I said, I mean, there's some stuff that's a little cliche. I mean, you know, like you said, his second album comes out and he's expecting it to do as well as his first album. And you know, in this business, in the music industry, a lot of times they have what's called the sophomore slump. So usually the second album doesn't do as well. So,
but it wasn't so much as well, it tanked.
Right.
You know.
Right. And then, you know, how he deals with that stress is just interesting. But there were just other, I mean, so he starts off on top and he goes to the bottom, and then I'm waiting for that redemption moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, so to me that was predictable. Okay, he's going to have a redemption moment, but when is the moment? So, but I enjoyed it. I will be buying this film. I'm not going to front. I'm going to buy it.
Cause, I don't know if I'm going to buy it, but I will. I'll like go back and rent it. It was really funny.
He got me. Yeah. But like I said, but the soundtrack too was just, you know, that was an icing on the cake. Huh?
I'll put it this way. It was very good.
Yeah,
but I'm still gonna go and buy Hot Rod instead,
dude. But we're not reviewing Hot Rod.
I know.
Bro.
I'm just saying. But don't get me wrong. This movie is very, very good.
It's, I will go watch Hot Rod. No,
watch
no,
it.
Give your recommendation, good.
But people
gotta be focused.
Oh yeah, definitely. I just want people to be aware though that much like Napoleon Dynamite, this movie's not meant to be taken seriously. Some people really liked it because they were able to just kind of just be. Light with it. It's not meant to have a great story. It's not meant to really move it forward. That's the point of the movie. The fact that not much happens other than just the high schooler living life, that's part of the humor.
The Point of Dynamite was dope.
Yeah, that's, right? I like it.
Make your wildest dreams come true, baby. Make your wildest dreams come true.
Exactly. Vote for Pedro.
That's right.
But a lot of people disliked it because they're like, it's a movie about nothing at all. And we're like, yeah, but that's the funny. Like, it doesn't.
That's the whole point.
Exactly.
Though.
That's the whole point. It's just, it's
but
nothing.
But Popstar is about something. You know? It's about not taking yourself too seriously. It's about these stars and celebrities realizing that, hey, don't stop being a human being.
Exactly.
You know, and have some humility and appreciate your fans and just be a good person.
Right. And
know?
Put out good albums and nothing bad will happen to you.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you get that from that. So, like I said, I walked away appreciating the Lonely Island stuff, the music that he's been making, even more so because, like, there's what Weird Al Yankovic did, and musically, who's he's also in the movie too, actually.
Weird Al,
so many cameos. And there's what The Lonely Island and Andy Samberg does and what Connor Farrell does. And to me, it's like taking that music to a whole new level, you know, that musical sarcasm and musical spoofing and making it even more artistic than what it was before because it's so funny and on point.
Yeah, he's talented. That must, to do it the way that he did.
I agree.
That must be difficult.
Yeah, yeah, it was fun.
Right.
But yeah, Vanilla Ice, Justin Bieber, Kanye West, the Beastie Boys. Connor Farrell is, he's all those people rolled up into one.
Connor Farrell. Yeah, that was.
And I mean, and you said it takes a village to, what was the quote?
He was like, it takes a village, you know, to make me look dope. I love just his mannerism was great.
And who says that, you said?
Connor Farrell. But he sounds like Big Sean. Big Sean doesn't say that, but he kind of talks like that.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that. So, yeah, we definitely recommend that film.
Watch the film. It's very good.
Definitely. And so, what was I about to say? It's time for a break.
No problem. It's time for a break. We will talk about Alice in Wonderland when we get back. And then after that break, we'll wrap up just a little bit more on Popstar and whether or not we really give it our full kind of thumbs up, go watch it right now.
There you go.
Enjoy, guys. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
And we are back.
Welcome back, everybody. Now, we've got the review for Alice in Wonderland Through the Looking Glass. How did you feel about the movie, Keith?
I loved it, man. It was a, you know, for a sequel, I was really impressed.
You know, not only was I really impressed, I didn't like the first one that much. But
really?
Yeah, but
you never hear that, dude.
Really?
You never hear that. Hardly ever.
I do among my circle of friends.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe we're just crazy people.
I think you are.
It's possible, but it's all good. Well, the thing is, though, part two, not only did I like it, I really liked it. Like, I think I really have to say that this will become an essential movie for me.
Okay.
I didn't expect it at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, and by the way, so Johnny Depp stars again as the Mad Hatter.
Right.
It's directed by James Bobin, who is a director who also did the Muppets Most Wanted movie, and he did the Ally G TV show and Flight of the Conchords series.
Yeah.
So those are his credits.
Ally G.
The Ally G with Sacha Baron Cohen. Yeah. You know.
Oh, that's him too?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, that's like his first role.
Oh, I love Ally G. I didn't know that was him.
See? He's a good actor. But yeah, so Alice in Wonderland's great. It picks up where the first one left off, where Alice goes to take her dad's sailboat.
Mm-hmm.
Her ship to China, I believe, and do her thing. So the new movie picks up. She finally comes back, and things just aren't what they were while she was away.
Right, what she thought that they would be.
Right, so everything has changed, and now she's got to adjust to that. And it's just really good. I mean, you get to see her relationship with her mom. Her mom is still around, and you get to see that dynamic play out. And what I like about this film, this film was about, to me, family and sexism that women had to deal with.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, this movie had a lot of different kind of undertones to it that I thought were interesting, and how these characters kind of dealt with these problems that they had, I felt really like inspiring. I love watching a movie where these people handle things in such a way that it's like, man, why can't people really be this way?
Right. Oh, and by the way, I failed to mention, so Alice is played by, let me get her name right here, Mia Wasikowska, if I said it right. She plays Alice, and Tim Burton directed the first Alice in Wonderland film. He produced this one. So, but go ahead. You were saying about...
Oh, I was just saying that the different undertones, like the different things that they deal with, because you're right, there was kind of the sexism.
Yes.
There was the whole kind of outcast feeling, like, are my family okay with who I am and what I've become?
Yes.
And then there's that real feeling of, should I do what I think is right when it could potentially hurt someone other than just me?
Right.
You know, and that's that's a really good question. So when that came up in the movie, I was interested. I was like, oh.
Right. Yeah, because the film had some great themes. And, like, the greater good was a huge theme.
Oh, right.
But it wasn't spoken upon, but it was applied upon, and you saw it in the film.
Exactly. And you almost got the sense, you know, with kind of the whole – the theme that pushed everything forward. I don't want to give away too much. But you almost got the sense of, in order to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs.
Right. And so – and basically what we can tell you, too, is the Mad Hatter winds up – needing help from Alice.
Right.
And she's got to figure out what to do.
Exactly.
So, and when the Mad Hatter first sees Alice again after so many years, you know, it's like he can tell that she's changed.
Mm-hmm. But she can tell that he's changed too.
Exactly.
And it's that dynamic, I didn't know how to take it. When she goes to first see him, I was kind of waiting, like, oh, how is this going to play out? I have
right.
no idea.
Me either.
Right?
And I was kind of scared, too, because they're like, oh, the Mad Hatter, you know, he's just not the same.
Exactly.
I'm like, well, what's going on with him? Right. Is he going to hurt somebody?
I thought
is he killing people? What's he doing, you know?
I thought the exact same thing, because he looks creepy already.
Yeah,
I was expecting something.
Exactly. And say what you want about Johnny Depp, and we know he's got, you know, divorce issues, and, you know, when you're famous and you're going through stuff like that in front of the public eye, that can't be fun. But the man is a great actor.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
He's an excellent actor. And he did a great job in this film.
Yeah. Well,
keep it real.
To me, it's a maturity thing, you know. I mean, everybody goes through their issues, but that doesn't take away of his acting ability.
No, not at all. No, and that's another reason why we wanted to talk about the film. Because,
right.
Yeah, he did a great job. Mia, let me see her name, Wasikowska, who played Alice, she was great. She's a great heroine in this film. Alice was cool. I mean, I had never, like, really watched these stories before. In my life until recently.
Me neither. See, that's the thing. The first one couldn't grab my attention, but this one was so good.
Yeah. Well, see, I liked the first one. So what I did, because I didn't want to see the new one without seeing the first one, so I rented the first one the other day and watched it at home. And then I'm like, okay, now I can't wait to see the sequel. Now I was pumped.
Can I just say that for some reason, what's her name? The real name of the actress who plays the queen. I forget her name.
Oh, yes. I do, too, but I know it.
Well, we'll get back to that. She does
Helena Bonham Carter.
Helena Bonham Carter. She does a good job.
Yes.
She does such a good job as
Thank
the queen.
You
her voice her was perfect.
Yeah. Great actress. And
right?
then Anne Hathaway plays her sister.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
The white queen, I
think
they call
her. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Helena stole the show.
She did
was
a great.
Great
job, didn't she?
Yeah, she was excellent. Yeah, so the cast. And then Sacha Baron Cohen comes into the movie as basically time. I don't know if they call him Father Time or he's just time itself.
Yep.
But he is time itself, literally. Yep. And he does a great job of that. So.
This movie, we just talked about this last week, the mysticism behind the idea that there is a time. You know, it's a physical, not a person, I wouldn't say, but that he, in the movie, he is wise and he... It's just so interesting. Yeah, the way that he approaches everything, the way that he speaks, the way that he's – whenever he talks to someone, he always tells them, keep it short. I don't have time.
I know, right?
Yeah.
he was really kind of testy, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he has no time. Like, I love that. I appreciate that. And then the overall – like the ending of the movie put a really good point – I'm not going to.
Uh-huh.
It put a really good point into my head. And I think you know what I'm talking about. That –
Yeah,
you can think something is one thing, and it really could be something else, and it's all just a matter of perspective, and you can appreciate things so much more.
Right. There were lots of moral lessons to be learned from this film.
Definitely.
I mean, based off of a kid's book, but I guess kids' books usually kind of are moral fables for all of us anyway.
Yeah.
And that came through, and it came through in a really good, mature, meaningful, universal way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was a good movie. Like I said, it's a movie about family, and it's about, like I said, sexism, love, just... And friendship.
So many elements going on.
Yeah. Huh. So, yeah, definitely. I definitely recommend it. I think it's great that you think it's even better than the first one because usually, you know.
Oh, sequels never live up. Yeah.
Usually they don't for a lot of people.
Right.
For a lot of people.
This one was so much better, in my opinion.
Wow. Okay. All right.
So
right
much
on.
Better.
It was pretty good, though.
Right.
And I'm not sure if it got good reviews, but I'm like, this is good.
You
I
know,
really
I don't know, but
it.
I don't want to underplay it because I'm not naturally like a huge Alice in Wonderland fan. I'm sorry, but this movie's so good. It will become like a top 20. It was that good.
All right. Okay. So I'm probably going to wind up buying them both now. So now that I'm doing this movie podcast, it's forced me to open up to things I wouldn't usually be open to anymore. But it's a good thing because I'm enjoying this now. I'm like, okay, now I have to have those things because I like them. You
know? Send us money to support our habit.
Yes.
We have a problem with movies.org.
Right on, exactly. But yeah, so it was directed well. And Alan Rickman, who played the caterpillar butterfly.
I thought so.
Yeah, that was his voice because, you know, he just died this year. Rest in peace.
Yeah, I thought exactly that. I was like, that sounds like, oh, but it can't be.
Yeah, so he was still able to do that film, which is cool.
Okay.
So he has a great, distinct voice. Yeah, you know. He was I first saw him as the bad guy in the Die Hard movie. And then he is known for the Harry Potter series.
Professor Snape.
Yeah. Yes, the Half-Blood Prince.
I love him, though. Yeah. I love him for the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, great distinct voice. Yeah. Rest in peace. But, yeah, so he's in it, too. Yeah, it's a nice ensemble cast. They did good. They did really good. It was really cool. The cinematography was great. Everything about that film.
This is one of those films, I don't know if you'll agree, that I didn't find a weak point. There was no part of the film that I was like, this is getting boring. All of it was just good. The acting was good. The direction was good. Even the CGI, the different animals and things, those were very good.
Okay.
The story was good.
All right. Yeah, yeah. I enjoyed it. It was very cool. They literally did pick up where they left off at, you know, in a good way. So, yeah. And I enjoyed the ending a lot.
Yeah.
So it was very cool, very positive.
Right.
So I recommend. Too. Yeah, I recommend everyone see this. Yeah, definitely. It's a very empowering film. And I definitely recommend if you have a daughter or a niece, take them to see that film.
Well, or take don't take them because then you're never going to hear the end of it.
Well, yeah. Well, that's true, too. But I say take them.
Yeah, take them.
Because it's very
for sure.
empowering.
Yeah.
And I think it's actually an empowering film for women, actually.
Yeah, you know what? I agree. I like that. Yeah. In fact, take them and then buy it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but thanks for listening to that. And here's another commercial. And we'll be back to wrap everything up.
All right. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. Now, we'd like to wrap up these two movies that we were just discussing.
Yes.
Now, they were both very good. So do you want to start with Popstar again?
Yeah, Popstar was cool.
Popstar was funny.
As you said, it's a mockumentary with Connor for Real, a.k.a. Adam. Excuse me.
Andy Samberg.
Andy Samberg.
Connor for Real.
Yeah, he did a good job. I think the movie's not necessarily doing that well right now, but... You know, it's all about timing, man.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good comedy. I liked the movie, but I can see that. I can see why people
Because sci-fi is kicking everybody's butt right now.
That's true, too. Disney's kicking everybody's butt right now.
Yes. So when you put out a good movie like that, it's all about timing, too. You know, you want to make sure there's no real competition for it.
Right.
And so good times are like maybe like in August and like January and February when there's nothing to watch in the theater.
But it's a good movie. I mean,
yes,
I
think it is.
I feel... like these guys had a lot of fun making that movie.
Yeah,
and
I think
that,
so too.
To me, adds to the enjoyment.
I agree. And everyone's not into science fiction and action. So
exactly.
If you like good comedies, you should go see it.
Definitely. Right.
You know, if you need to feel light, you know, if things have gotten too serious.
Exactly,
go
right.
Check that
out. Right, because that's one of those movies where you just have to go knowing that the whole thing is going to be dumb on purpose. And it's fun and it's good. You know?
Right, right. And it blew my mind that, like, you know, the other two guys. You know, from the Style Boys, actually directed this film.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
But that's what I was saying. Andy Samberg keeps his unit.
And it's SNL family
this
type.
This is a small group of talented people.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I agree. I agree. And it's cool because back in the day when SNL cast members were doing movies, like in the 80s, they weren't like really thinking about it in a family aspect where they would cast their other SNL castmates in the film. And I start seeing more of that, like with Adam Sandler, ironically. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think was the first person I saw start doing that with his former castmates, making it a family. Because even, like, you know, 30 Rock from the Sun and stuff like that with Tina Fey. It's all, NBC and Lauren, what's his name? I forget his name. I think it might be Lauren Michaels, the head of the Saturday Night Live.
I might
be saying his name wrong, but go ahead.
One thing about Adam Sandler, not Andy Samberg, Adam Sandler, is he plays like the same people in every movie. And I kind of like that. You know, I feel it's a sense of loyalty. And these guys do a good job. You know, and when the movie requires, he does bring in new people. Like, I loved that movie with Jennifer Aniston and Brooklyn Decker when they went and got married. That's Just Go With It.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
And Nick Swardson.
Yeah, and it's Lorne Michaels. Yeah, he's the head of Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
So, I mean, that whole family that he's created and cultivated over the years, he's done a real cool job.
Something special, right?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, they keep working. Like I said, Maya Rudolph's in it. You know, she's an SNL alumni. I mean, her character's funny. The cast of cameos is great. But I like that they're doing that. They're keeping it family and they're making it funny.
Right.
And it's relevant, you know.
I have to appreciate that. Even if it's not intentional for the movie, if we're talking about kind of undertones of what a movie says, you know, because every movie has like a message.
Yes.
I love that message that, you know, stick with your people. And you guys can create some good stuff.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes, and exactly. And don't take yourself too seriously.
Right, never take yourself too
seriously. Appreciate your fans. Yeah, and don't lose sight of who you are.
Yeah, and be dope.
He snuck that in. I like that, yeah. He snuck that in. And even, so watch out for cameos because you'll be surprised.
Oh,
there's some
yeah.
cameos in there that you don't even see coming. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
So, but check it out, though, yeah. Pop star. And then Alice in Wonderland, Through the Looking Glass.
What a good movie.
Excellent film. Johnny Depp did a great job as Mad Hatter. Mia Wasikowska did a great job as Alice. It's one of Alan Rickman's last roles. It's just a good film. Helena Bonham Carter was great as the Mean Queen.
She was so good as the Queen.
Yes, yes, yes. And, of course, you know, we got love for Anne Hathaway. She was great, too. It's just a good movie. Like we said, you know, Alice comes back on her after her trip away in China at this, you know, sailing the seven seas. And what's cool, too, is when you watch the opening scene and you see how, you know, she's this female captain of this ship.
Yep.
And her crew is all men.
Right, in that time period.
Yeah, right, exactly. And they all had love for her. They didn't question her authority. They were like, well, what do you want to do? They're like, are you sure you want to do this move? And she does it. I mean, she's just a great leader. And
right.
You see that. And it was nice to see that happening.
You know, these days with the way movies have been going, it's nice to see a female character that's like that.
Yes.
Strong and in control. That's cool.
Yes, I agree.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. So, like we said, so, you know, this is a good film because it's got themes of family. Talks about it addresses sexism, it just talks about, I mean, and just love and just friendship
right.
and appreciating what you have and not taking it for granted. So yeah, like I said, I always knew about Alice in Wonderland as a kid and stuff. And it was just one of those things. I was just like, I'm not gonna watch that.
Yeah, you know what I think about this movie?
What?
I liked the newer movies where they kind of remake the Disney movies in like real life with live
uh-huh.
action. And when they did Maleficent, it was hilarious, and they did a really
I loved
good job,
it.
Right?
Yeah, yes.
But this movie, even though it's live action, you know, for the most part,
yes,
they did such a good job of keeping the tone of it very, very old school Disney.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean? It wasn't too funny. It wasn't too. It was modern, but it wasn't too modern. It was very like traditional, stick to your character, stick to your guns type thing. I like that.
Yeah, I agree. It was an excellent film. Great cinematography. Everything was done well. And as you stated, you said you think you like it better than the original. I mean,
so much better than the first one.
Yeah. So, and once again, that's a rarity because we never hear about sequels being better than the originals.
Right.
Every blue moon. I think they felt that way about Lethal Weapon 2, but you know, but outside of that, and some other films here and there.
Bad Boys 2 was okay. But watch this movie.
Yeah, check it out. It's worth. And Johnny Depp did a great job as Mad Hatter.
He's
a good actor. Everyone did their thing.
Time was my favorite.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. Just when you think you know him, he goes and does
he's
something.
A good actor.
Yeah, he actually is. But you know what? A lot of comedians really usually are kind of good actors,
right?
Ironically,
yeah, Jim Carrey.
Oh man, his serious stuff. Some of his best work.
Exactly.
So yeah, so check this out. We definitely recommend it. I'm going to wind up having to buy both these films.
And I'm going to wind up having to steal them from him.
There
Watch
it is.
Watch these movies.
Definitely. So, and, you know, yeah, so up and coming in the future,
yes.
We're going to review Warcraft, a new film that's coming out today, actually.
Let's go watch it.
Yeah, and then Now You See Me Part 2.
Oh, I'm so excited for that one. And then Daniel Radcliffe is in it.
Oh, that's right, he is.
Right?
Yes, Mr. Harry Potter himself.
I love when movies do that.
Yes.
They put, you know, the wizard into a movie about magicians. I love when they do that.
I didn't think about it that way, but you're right. Yeah, so that's up and coming, so look for that. Still have to go over Neighbors 2, and I got to get my colleagues, Jordan and Mariano, to see Lobster. It's a Colin Farrell film, so hopefully they'll get a chance to check that out so we can review that too.
Oh, yeah.
We like to give you a big budget film. We like to give you a smaller release film too. So we like to give you a little bit of everything.
Right.
So that's what we're here to do. And yeah, and thanks again for listening to us, Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah, you can.
You can find us on iTunes.
I'm thinking it and pointing at them.
It's okay. Go ahead. Keep pointing at me. Google Play. Every time you point, I'm going to give a new one. Here you go. Facebook.
Yes.
Yes. GSMCpodcast.com.
Yes. And Twitter. And you can subscribe to us on iTunes as well.
And Instagram. Yeah, we're all over the place.
That's right. So we're everywhere. You know, that's the goal. So yeah, check us out. And thanks again for listening. And we'll see you somewhere out in space.
We'll see you somewhere out in space. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mariano. Yep. Bye. Ha ha ha.